Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, we good? So we can't see if people are zoomed in, is that correct?
No one is zoomed in.
No one is logged in yet.
Okay.
I can see if anybody logs in.
Okay, welcome everybody. Thanks for coming out. As a reminder to the public that the meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on matters not included on the agenda? Pat, name, rank, and serial number, please.
Pat Wilson, yes and yes. Middle Mark Drive. Just a comment, first of all, congratulations to the chief on his new adventure. And that made me think that over the last few months, as the board and the district has been talking about the ambulance proposal, a great deal of the training was going to be placed on his shoulders. It was going to reduce costs to the district. It was going to do a lot of in-house stuff. And now, as he walks out the door, so does all that training capability. And I don't know if you're going to start incurring costs for training to do this whole thing, but in Steve White's spreadsheet, there's not a line for training costs for instructors or anything else. So I'm not asking you to scrap the proposal. I'm not asking you to disregard it. I'm just saying that now things have changed enough that you may want to revisit how that's going to happen and how much it's going to cost for that to happen. The other thing that I would add in there is that it's an opportunity for you now that you have vacancies to say, did this fall on the chief because he came with the experience and the certification, or was it required by the position? And if the answer is the first one that came with the chief, do you really want that role at the chief, or do you want to assign that training and the medical part somewhere else where it's not all tied to a chief? So just a couple thoughts on where you might want to go from there.
Thank you, Pat. Any other public comment? Okay. Is there anything on the consent agenda that board members would like pulled?
Mr. Chairman, I might suggest that we table it because not seen it, and it's very difficult to look at it and to know if there's any questions or not. So I don't know if it's important to get it done this particular meeting, but it would give the public and myself a chance. I couldn't find it on the web, so I didn't see an email, so I haven't had a chance to be able to read it.
Yeah, we don't have a meeting synopsis, doesn't look like, from the February board meeting. So just a note on why, for members of the public, why we're a little bit behind. Our administrative assistant, Cheryl, is called away on a family health issue, and so she's been out of town and is going to be indisposed for a little bit. So that's why we're not quite up to snuff for this particular meeting. So I'd entertain more board discussion. I think it's totally reasonable to hold the consent agenda over till the next item. We'd be basically approving two months of consent agendas. If there's no objection from the board members, we'll just do that.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable procedure, given that everybody hasn't had a chance to look at it.
Okay, so if you just make a note on that to Cheryl, that we'll bring back the consent agenda from the February meeting and the March meeting when we meet in April. Okay, anything else? Board members, before we move on? Okay, discussion and decision regarding the appointment of Brian Nicolai as interim chief. Brian's on spring break with his family.
Time to railroad him.
What's that?
What better time?
Exactly, right. You don't show up, you get volunteered for all sorts of things. Before we do that, Jason, we have something for you. A token of appreciation for your good service for all these years, which I might break getting out of the box. This for people. It's from the Highlight Fire Department to Fire Chief Jason Ravisky in honor of your dedication, leadership to the residents, board, staff, and firefighters of the Highlight Fire Department, to new beginnings and joyful memories. We sincerely appreciate all your work. You're very welcome. Stick that next to your world's best mountain biker.
That's right.
display. But seriously, I'm sure that the board joins me in thanking you for your service and wishing you all the best going forward. The department has certainly benefited under your tenure, and we are deeply appreciative. Any other board member comments on that particular?
Hopefully we get to see you around some.
Well, and just an update, you know, I know that I've spoken with Pete about this, but while I haven't taken another position, I'm still going to volunteer at Highlight. So I'm not leaving the department. I still will stay here, and I know, Pat, that it's not really a forum to address your concerns, but I am going to help Brian with moving forward with the ambulance stuff. You know, I've spent almost my entire career where my job was the fire department, and I volunteered for search and rescue, you know, for decades, and I'm just flip-flopping the two over. So I am not leaving Highlight Fire unless Brian tells me at some point you need to leave, right? Which is totally fair if he thinks that I'm getting in the way of his being the fire chief. But I'd like to just stay and help with training and help with command shifts and all that with the organization, because this organization means a lot to me, and it's never been just a job for me. And to give you guys an update of my trajectory, next week will likely be my last week at work, but I'll still be on the books, because I have a lot of vacation time accrued, so I'm just going to take my vacation time until it's all up. That'll also give me a chance to get things squared away with the lackadaisical retirement administration in the state of Montana and figure all that. I see Alan nodding his head. He knows it's a bit of a cumbersome process to get all that stuff worked together.
They just keep sending me a check, so I don't know what your problem is. Good, how's that?
Okay, so is there a board discussion about the appointment of Brian? It seems like a pretty straightforward thing to do. My sort of thinking on where we'd go is give the...
Pete, can you take your mask?
Oh, sorry, Nick, yep.
No microphone, I can't. Sorry.
My sort of thinking on where we'd go in this process is we'd let the new board get seated in May, give Ken a chance to chime in. I think that's important since he's going to inherit this position. And Brian has served in the interim role capably before. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't appoint him at this meeting. We could then appoint a subcommittee of the board to do, I think, our due diligence. We have to do some, salary comparison work and that sort of stuff, and figure out what procedure we'd like to go forward, particularly in filling the position of the assistant chief. Pat raised good comments in his public comment about the training role, and even with Jason as a volunteering time, that may cause us to rethink the qualifications we would like in that particular position. So that would be my thinking about how we proceed, but happy to hear what other trustees think.
Yeah, I guess I would concur pretty much with everything Chair has said. I think that it would be prudent to appoint Brian. He's a very capable person. Appoint him now, and then more seriously review exactly what the salary package might look like, and whether, you know, for the committee to make sure that Brian's comfortable with that negotiation process, and that we are finding a fit that's appropriate for the district. And carefully look at it, but it's pretty clear to me that we have a very capable in-house individual that can make for a smooth transition.
More board discussion.
So how long do you envision the interim position to be? I mean, I think you would want to open it up to some level, as good as I think Brian is, and I know as good as Jason has been, I think this is a pretty plum job. It's probably the third biggest department or active fire group in the county, and there are probably lots of young people or other people who really would like the job, and I don't know what the salary compensation package could be or would be, but it seems to me that we should have some dates on how long the interim thing will be, and I think then the committee would come up with rules of what the expectation is and when and so on and so forth to really do a good job of hiring. I think we owe it to everybody, and I certainly think, and I would expect that Brian would be the top candidate, but I don't think it should be a slam dunk in my personal opinion.
More board discussion?
I'd like to see two things. One is to make an executive board action here to make sure that Brian gets paid as the chief during the interim and has the salary commensurate with that. I don't think that's just automatic. I think we probably should make a conscious decision on that. Second is, I'd like to leave that fairly open. As you said, Pete, we've got a new board seated in May. You start that, it's several months to do a reasonable search and hiring process for a chief executive position. So I don't know that I'd want to leave that or put any false dates on that and just leave it effective immediately until the board changes it.
Anything else, Walt? From you?
I guess just as a reminder, we are not by law, you know, just throw this into the mix for discussion. We are not by code obligated to go undertake a national search or even a statewide search. We do have the legal capability to hire an in-house candidate that we feel as though would meet the needs of the county. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that, but just from a legal standpoint, we did check into this with the deputy county attorney's office, and just in case, you know, that was an issue in anybody's mind, that's not a component for the fire district an element of the decision making that we need to take into consideration. It'd be more of whether or not we thought it would be prudent to undertake a larger search. And I guess my concern with looking at somebody else, I think, you know, we've got a culture that's been developed at this department that's pretty good culture. And I think the risk that we would incur, and I'm not against new blood, but I guess my thought is that perhaps new blood should come in at the assistant chief level. And my reasoning is, and I'm open to discussion, obviously, but my reasoning at this juncture is that I feel as though Brian has had enough thrown at him and enough experience at this point in his career that he would be in a position to maintain the culture that's been developed. And I think he probably has some ideas to possibly enhance the culture that exists now. And I think the risk of bringing in new blood at the chief executive position would be, would lie in changing that culture and perhaps moving in a different direction with regard to fostering and maintaining the volunteers that we have now and the training program that we have for volunteers. To me, that would be a big risk by bringing in somebody who may want to change that culture and go to more of a paid staff model, for example. I'll use local examples, Big Sky, Central Valley. My concern is that would be a very costly move to the taxpayers in this district to not use the resource that we have and the culture that we've developed to take advantage of that resource. And, you know, bring somebody in place that might want to move things in a different direction. I would be concerned about that if we were to choose a chief executive that might have a desire to move in a different direction with regard to culture.
Yeah, and I think the decision before us tonight is not any of that. It's I think that that's a great place for a subcommittee of the board to hash that out and then have good public meetings. I tend to share a lot of your sentiments. So I think not that we need to move on this right away. Happy to have more discussion, of course, public comment. But there are two decision items in front of us tonight, as I see it. And thank you for bringing up the salary one. That completely slipped my mind. The first is going to be a motion to appoint Brian interim chief. And the second will be to increase his salary. Tell me if you think this covers it, JJ. Commensurate with his new position for the duration of the interim appointment. That sound about right to you? So we're happy to have more discussion, but I think those are the two items that we're going to decide on tonight. And, you know, since Justin's not here, we're putting him on that committee for sure. And maybe you wouldn't mind serving on that, or some combination of you and me could help on that. And then we'll work it forward over the next month. I can't remember when Brian's back, probably 10 days or so. Yeah, something like that. So any public comment on what you've heard so far? And we'll have more board discussion. Nick?
My question was, to me, one of the strongest things about this group and Brian is the training. And I'm wondering who's going to backfill the training. If he's moving up to doing what Jason does, then what does the training thing going to look like?
Yeah, I think, again, that's not something we have to decide. Those are questions that the subcommittee should tackle. But I can't imagine that the emphasis on the assistant chief position wouldn't be heavy in a training component. I think, you know, chiefs generally, and you can speak to this, Jason, are expected to fill a more administrative role and, you know, executive role, if you will. And I think that the training program that we have here, I would imagine it's going to be Brian's highest priority to get a person in that position who is a total go-getter. That's what they really want to do.
So are we going to also have an interim assistant chief trainer filling the role that Brian did? In other words, who's going to move up to do all the work he was doing, which was a paid staff position? So
yeah.
Is that part of this motion is to...
No, I don't think so, Nick. I think, and maybe we can ask Jason to speak to this, that Brian will have to... either find somebody or do the training on his own until we make this position. I just don't know what the bench strength is, and maybe you can speak to that.
Yeah, with having only three full-time employees, you don't get that depth of bench. You don't get that depth of bench when you only have three employees, because no matter what, there's going to be a gap. I mean, you could move the maintenance captain to the assistant chief spot, and now you have nobody as the maintenance captain. And that is the problem with a small paid staff. There's just no easy way through that. I honestly think Brian will do fine. And like I said, I'm going to be coming to trainings on Wednesday night. And that's another thing, too, that is sometimes overlooked, is that, you know, even though I was the fire chief of this organization, my job was very different than the fire chief of the Bozeman Fire Department. I went to trainings, I taught trainings, I went to calls, I covered command shifts, I did all the things that everybody else in the department would do, and I was an administrator. So, talking about the deficiency with Brian, in training, I don't think you'll see that. I mean, he'll miss having an extra, another person doing it, but we have such a strong volunteer group that we'll be able to pull it off for a few months and make it work. I mean, we always have. I mean, every time we've lost an administrative assistant, everybody just has to pitch in and make it work. And
not very effective.
Well, I did get bills paid. Let's let's pat me on the back for that with the help of Walt. And
yeah, I would think, Nick, to your question earlier, in terms of timeline, overall timeline, it would seem to me that the May, sort of June 1st, would be a reasonable time frame to have this all buttoned up and to have somebody else hired in here. And maybe we can do it a little bit sooner, but that strikes me as about right.
And if we're clever, and we are, We should be able to figure out how to fill both those positions in one advertisement.
Right.
And so we get a chief and an A-chief out of the process.
Okay, so I've sort of outlined what I think the two decision points are. Before we get there, is there any public comment on what you've heard? Okay, so the first thing I think we need is a motion to appoint Brian Chief.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any public comment on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, second is a motion to give Brian a raise to commensurate with his new position for the duration of the interim appointment.
So moved.
I guess commensurate meaning are somewhere in between, or what are we considering?
He should be getting paid with the fire chief. We'll make that clear. He should get fire chief's wages for doing fire chief's job.
That is the easiest way to go, because otherwise we got to figure something out.
Okay, so with the understanding that there's little room for negotiation here, right? If you go to that.
No, I hear the point you're raising. I have some sympathy for it. Believe me, I'm just trying to figure out how we it's an equity kind of issue to me.
Mm-hmm.
And did we have some precedent for this? Weren't you gone somewhere?
Yeah, 911. How do we manage when you did 911?
Yeah, so the way I see it is that, and I think Nick pointed it out well, is that Brian's going to be really busy. So paying him what you paid me is probably a pretty reasonable way to go, given that he's not going to have an assistant chief during this interim period. It's the way I look at it, and I don't know if you guys see it any differently, but...
Well, I think what Walt and I see is you sort of lock in expectations and it removes a little bit of the flexibility of the board to negotiate. So I don't know off the top of my head the difference in salaries, but I think it's prudent and fair to all parties involved if we have some room to grow, Brian. I mean, he certainly comes with a package of qualifications, but they aren't the same package of qualifications that you arrived with, because you are who you are.
Amazing.
Right? And at the same time, I think balancing the issues that you've just raised about how he's going to be busy. So I guess, Walt, I sort of lean to going with something that's cleaner for the next couple of months, and maybe we make it clear to Brian, hey, you know, we're going to have to have a compensation review. We're going to give you this for this interim period, even though I don't like to back people down potentially once we've got to a level, but I can't think of a better way to do it. Tonight.
It will lock us. It locks us in.
Yeah.
I mean, if the board's willing to accept that, I have reservations about it, but it's obviously the easiest way to do the calculation. I have reservations about just automatically locking ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
I do have reservations about that. Can I just complain and not offer a better alternative? I don't know. I guess I don't know. I'm open to some input on that one.
Yeah.
JJ, how would that have happened at the sheriff's office? I mean, what's...
There is a schedule for the ranks, and you wouldn't get what the last guy was making because he had more time on, and that it's not, there's nothing qualification-wise.
We could do something like give Brian a raise during this intermediate period to some percentage of the current chief salary. So like 90%, 95%?
I would feel more comfortable with doing something along those lines that takes into consideration. We don't have a metric to, a table that we can work off of for grade and rank kind of thing. And I do feel as though from a fiduciarily responsible perspective that we should at least provide some, take that into consideration to some extent,
mm-hmm.
in making this decision and leave some latitude. I just don't feel as though we go
right to the wall
yeah. that we're meeting our fiduciary responsibilities.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Is 90% sound like a reasonable number, or is that offensive to you?
I'm not familiar enough with the difference between his and Brian's salary to tell you. I know that if I was doing the work, we're hiring a leader, not a medic, not a fire chief, not a... Mm-hmm. All right, so at some point, the rest of that is interesting. You're hiring the leadership piece of that. And if his leadership was worth X dollars, the leadership piece is what we're actually hiring for. The rest of it's all voodoo. I don't care if you've been to Executive Fire Academy, if you played the piano in a house of prostitution. It's your leadership abilities that are what I'm interested in.
Right. And I would agree. And I think that the interim appointment will provide Brian with a little bit more of an opportunity to demonstrate some of those too. And if he meets that bar, I'd like to be able to have some latitude in a responsible manner to say, if it looks like he's our man, then we should be able to put ourselves in a position to, should he be the candidate that we select as the permanent candidate, to reward him for being the permanent candidate.
Well, you get what you pay for, and we've seen what we've paid for. I assume, without knowing the specifics, we're not paying him minimum wage to be a fire chief. So that's a big deal. That's how come you end up with no muss, no fuss, good service, good stuff.
Totally get that. I really do see both sides here. I'm trying to work a compromise that's...
And you guys probably know the numbers. I just don't. I would take your counsel.
Yeah, the numbers are certainly competitive. And, I would propose, perhaps, that Brian is compensated at the Chiefs. I just don't like this. I'm not even going to say it because I just don't like it. I hate going backwards on things. I think I'd be more comfortable, JJ, with a percentage of the Chief's current salary for the interim period. And why I would be comfortable with that is I do think we need to go out and do another comparison for salary so we're making sure we're being competitive. Mm-hmm. The first thing that Walt and I asked Jason was, is there something about this that has to do with the compensation? That we are off the mark because we want to be right on it for all the reasons that you've just suggested, and I don't want to come to an uncomfortable situation with Brian where we're feeling like in his first year, if he were to be a chief, we're up against it with no room for growth. I think it's important to have that room for growth.
So suggestion C would be to pick a dollar figure and make that a stipend for the extra work from his base salary. We're giving you X dollars more a month to do the extra work. So you're still you're not getting paid the fire chief salary. You're getting your salary plus X for the duration of your interim appointment.
And for what it's worth, I had a conversation, obviously, with Brian. I wanted to ask him, are you interested in being chief? Because if he said no, we'd have to face a whole other setup of potential choices, and I told him that I thought we were going to appoint him chief and he would get a salary increase, but that salary increase was to be determined. Mm-hmm. That probably the subcommittee would be thinking about that. So he was fine with all that. He won't be surprised if we can't make a decision tonight about this kind of stuff. And I would think that, we don't have the numbers in front of us. It's probably not the appropriate venue to be discussing those numbers. Correct. So maybe we can just make Brian that appointment. I will make sure, or if you communicate with him tonight, reinforce that the subcommittee is going to be looking at compensation. I told him, we are not asking for something for nothing. We understand you're going to be getting a bigger role. We just have to figure it out.
So then I would amend the motion for that to say that Assistant Chief Nikolai be appointed interim, and that a dollar figure above his base salary to be determined and made retroactive from this date will be somebody could probably say that better than that.
I think you're on track.
And we'd have that subcommittee meet sooner rather than later, just to get that part figured out. That's an important part to figure out.
I don't know that that's the subcommittee's problem. I think they're looking at the new fire chief's salary. I think we need to determine what it's worth to be an interim.
Okay, I would let the subcommittee tackle that and give us a recommendation. Because what I'd also like that subcommittee to do, I can't remember the last time we did a salary comparison. Can you, Jason?
It's been a few years.
Yeah, so we need to do
three
that.
Year, yeah. Two, yeah, 2 years.
And so it's as part of that salary comparison. My point is, I'd like that to happen sooner rather than later. So in the next pay period, Brian is seeing that. So we're not stretching that out into April and May. So that subcommittee can get with Cheryl and the folks and all that. Does that make sense? Any more board discussion?
There hasn't been a second to the motion yet.
We haven't had it presented yet. Does anybody else have any more thoughts on that?
It was an incomplete thought.
Motion. Yeah, it was an incomplete thought.
Because I would second what you said.
Okay, you want to try to put that in the motion? Or you want me to try to do it?
I've given you everything
okay.
I've got.
So the motion I think on the table is that we've already appointed Brian chief, and his salary,
interim chief,
and his salary will be adjusted retroactively to compensate him above his base salary for services rendered during the interim period.
Atta boy.
How about that? Any public comment on that motion? Is there a second?
Are you taking that one, Nick?
I second it, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, well done. So I'll send an email to Justin, tell him he's been appointed to that committee. You okay serving on
yeah.
that for the start?
Yeah.
Okay, we got the bond refinancing.
Yep, and the only thing, this is just strictly an update. We did consummate on the 26th. Of April, we did consummate the closing of that bond refinancing, and in the packet, it's kind of, I noticed that our temporary administrative assistant stuck it in the middle of the rest of the packet there, but there is a sheet that lists out the specific payments for the remainder of the term for the remainder of the bond, and the bond still will be the last payments on in 2028, but you'll notice that payments or annual debt service payments are substantially less than what they were. We're in aggregate after costs, we're saving about $170,000+. You'll notice that the coupon rate on those bonds, it starts out this year at 0.2% and goes up to 0.8% in 2028, so average of a little over 0.5%. So pretty substantial savings. I mean, we're very fortunate that those bonds became callable this year mm-hmm. in an incredibly favorable refinancing market. And Stockman Bank, when Bridget Ekstrom, when she received the bids, the proposals for refinancing this bond, Stockman Bank was substantially below, and she called the vice president who made the decision to send that proposal out, and he says, yeah, I may have been a little bit low, but he stood by it. So she called to confirm it, and so obviously we were able to close on it. So that's where we're at on that. So it's pretty substantial savings to the taxpayers in the district.
Thank you for all your good work on that, Walt. Really good. Maybe the best interest rates we'll ever see.
Probably the best we'll
lifetime,
ever see,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And I'd just like to recognize the hard work Walt did. And I think this was originally Nick's idea to look at refinancing. Oh, gosh. To look at refinancing the bond. So great idea, Nick, if I'm remembering that right. Great idea, Walt. Great execution. Great for the taxpayers.
Kudos all the way around. Really good work.
I voted for it.
Yes, you did. We remember that. Where's Kevin? Any board discussion on that? On the bond? Any public comment? Okay, discussion and update regarding open board seat trustee position. Did you want to say something about this?
I think just wanted to reiterate for public record that we had two candidates submit, and so two open positions. So obviously we don't have to run an election. So they'll be appointed by acclamation. And so just wanted to, for the record, note that we won't have to run an election. Again, substantial savings.
Any public comment? Or I'm sorry, board discussion on that? Any public comment? Okay, Chief's report.
You know, I'm gonna keep it brief. Nothing too exciting. We did have to have a repair done in Engine 6. I think I told you about that before. We had to go into camp to get the whole emissions system redone on it. Just a product of that motor by the good folks at International.
Those Max Forces.
Yeah, so what camp had told us is that every Max Force diesel, which is the motor that they put into that generation of Internationals, a bunch of the buses for Car Stage and other groups have that motor, and they've all had to do the same. They've all had to do the same repair on them. So it's finished, it's back in service, it's good to go. And we have another recruit academy started right now, and it's going strong. We actually had a lot of applicants. I think we had 18 people that showed up at our recruiting meeting a month and a half ago. So it's pretty exciting that even with COVID, we had such a good response. I believe our entire department is vaccinated at this point, and have been for over a month.
Great.
So we haven't had an in-house COVID case.
So the sleepover situations across all the stations are sort of back to normal? And
we have not brought the sleeper program back quite yet. No. Still giving that a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, you know, the efficacy of the vaccines is starting to become a hot topic now, because Gallatin County just got their first case of a fully vaccinated person who tested positive. And he was a pilot, and he had been exposed to somebody. So the airline made him get tested. Now, he was completely asymptomatic, but in theory, he could be a spreader. So it's all interesting stuff that's happening with all of this. But as, you know, as the CDC had said and suggested with the testing of the vaccines, and the idea that, yes, you could still get it, but if you did, it would be a very low acuity version of it. And this guy who's in his 50s, in fact, was asymptomatic, so at least that's good.
And it depends a little on the testing procedure, or the whole different topic, but apparently you can be exposed, have it tighter in your nostrils if that's where the sample's collected from.
Well, a PCR test won't detect something that's just in your nostrils. It has to actually be, you have to be shedding virus for that to test.
Depends on where the sample's collected.
If the sample's, I don't know where you're collecting samples, okay?
If the sample's collected in the nasal passage, you can have, there's evidence to suggest that there can be
conspiracy.
There can be conspiracy. There's
okay, any board discussion on the chief's report? Questions for the chief? Any public comment on the chief's report? Trustee announcement or activities? Announcement. Next meeting. I am out of town on the 20th, which is the third Tuesday. I could do the second Tuesday.
13th?
The 13th or the 27th?
I'm good on the 13th and...
Yeah, 13th would be good for me.
Nick, how's that work for you?
I guess my phone will work. I can see all that was. Any of those
Let's shoot for the 13th. When's Cheryl coming back?
Should be back next week. She's supposed to be back tomorrow, but okay.
I'll catch up with her when she gets back. And
yeah, I'll keep you up to date on her plan.
Okay, if we got nothing else, meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody.